Antwerp's Diamond Bourse, a place where your word, not a contract, clinches the deal. Founded in 1904, its members include retailers, manufacturers and brokers who must abide by a strict code of conduct. Today, some 1,500 diamond firms are housed in three high-security interconnected streets. Antwerp diamond authorities say this is where 80% of the world's rough diamonds are bought and sold. European Orthodox Jews once dominated the industry, but that is a thing of the past. The Antwerp World Diamond Center says Indians now make up two-thirds of Antwerp's $29 billion diamond trade, and the Jewish share has dropped to about a quarter. Philip Klaus of the Antwerp World Diamond Center rejects suggestions that change is the source of community tensions.
In fact, everybody was very happy that the Indian traders were moving to Antwerp, because it proved that Antwerp was important and that they needed Antwerp.
As Indian traders moved in, Antwerp's polishing industry moved out to India and China. The Diamond Center says in the 1960s there were roughly 25 to 30,000 mainly Jewish polishers in Antwerp. Today, fewer than 1,000 polishers remain. Some 30,000 Antwerp Jews died in the Holocaust during World War II, but the trade eventually recovered. The craft was passed down from father to son in a tradition that goes back to the 15th century. Alain Majajek's company, Savdeco, employs fewer polishers than it once did, but he says that with modern technology, they are among the best in the world.
To make a study of the stone, you need really to simulate everything on computer before you touch the stone. And even then, when you simulated everything on computer, you need a very skillful polisher to make it a reality.
Some diamond traders say the best skills and technology have already been outsourced. But for Raj Mehta of Rosy Blue, Antwerp offers something else, a neutral environment where anybody can trade. Mehta attributes the success of Indians in Antwerp to family tradition.
We, in the Indian culture, have the system traditionally that our children will join the father's business. So I joined my father's business, and I expect and I hope that my son will also join my business.
In Antwerp's main diamond district, business appears to be thriving for both the Jewish and Indian communities. And traders are confident Antwerp's facilities, skills and technology can keep the world's best stones right here. For VOA News, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Antwerp.